It opened in 1882 in downtown Los Angeles, where the Central Public Library is, as a teacher training institute. It was called the State Normal School, to train teachers for the newly developing city. Over the years, between 1882 and the present, it moved around the city to a couple of other locations, and eventually we came here to the UCLA campus in 1947. So it's been here just over 60 years. And the commitment to training teachers and providing instructional models for best practices in education, that's remained constant over those years. What's been added as part of the UCLA work is a focus on research as well.
So how do you feel about the decision to put on hold any plans to open a second campus of the lab school?
Well, it's a big disappointment to me. I don't think it's all about me, though. I think it's a big disappointment as well for the UCLA Lab School community and to some degree to UCLA as well. I think that we have a very long history, as I just quickly went over. Sometimes we've been very much at the leading edge of what's happening in terms of innovation and research and educational practice, and sometimes we haven't. And I think that this would have been a very exciting opportunity for all of us to have a really clear, hands-on, direct way to be very, very involved in the really tough issues that so many schools and families are facing in other areas of the city.
Now, were you looking to build a lab school or expand the lab school specifically in South LA or the Pico Union district near downtown?
Well, there were a couple of areas we were looking at. Those two were highlighted in the LA Times article that came out today, but we also looked at in East LA, and we were taking on the challenge of becoming very, again, very directly involved in a very real and sustained way in the toughest issues that are present around the city, the same issues that people have been grappling with for decades, and in some few cases have made some real progress, but in a lot of other cases they keep bumping up against the challenge of really advancing student progress. With that said, we still have a number of other efforts underway. We're still involved with training teachers. We still do lots of research here. We still have many different types of connections with schools and districts and other educators. So it's not that everything was dependent upon this single approach. I think it would have been a very powerful approach and one that would have been meaningful to the school and meaningful to me as well. But it's certainly not the only approach or the only thing that we do.